When the REV revs its engine now, it spews out less noxious and more natural fumes. In this case, it smells like food cooked at a Chicago Mexican restaurant. Johanna Thompson is the Field Museum's Student Programs Administrator.
Nacional 27, which is a Latin fusion restaurant in town. We're really lucky because they deliver it to us. We have a little biofuel station at the loading dock of the Field Museum, and they deliver the waste veggie oil, so it's really easy for us to get.
A Chicago co-op filters and delivers the oil, but Thompson says the yellow Dodge Sprinter van couldn't run on the recycled oil without driving to Madison to install the German-made double-tanked veggie oil converter. It took 2 days and cost $4,500, but the museum now spends $1 a gallon less on fuel and gets the same miles per gallon as when the van ran on diesel. Thompson uses the van's new fuel system at elementary and middle schools to teach future drivers about the impact of carbon dioxide on global warming.
Because that's something kids learn, that we breathe out carbon dioxide and plants give us oxygen. They absorb carbon dioxide. So when those plants were alive, they absorbed as much carbon dioxide as we put out into the air when we burn the plant as an oil. That's what creates a carbon neutral kind of situation.
While in Madison, the REV van will visit a middle school to show off its veggie oil-powered engine, as well as the solar panels on its roof. Students will also have a chance to ride in the veggie oil-powered go-kart the van carries with it everywhere. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.